Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the San Antonio Spurs and the Boston Celtics. San Antonio comes in with a record of 19-55. Boston is 51-23 on the year. Over their last 10, San Antonio 3-7 have lost 3 in a row, while Boston 6-4 have won 2 straight. Here are the numbers. San Antonio averages 112.3 per game and surrenders 122.3 per contest, while Boston scores 117.9 and surrenders 112 per contest. Here are the turnover numbers, 15 per game by the Spurs, 12.7 by the Celtics, Boston 47.4% from the field, while San Antonio shoots 46.5%. Three-point shooting, 34.6 for San Antonio, 37.7 for Boston, and the Celtics are 81.7% from the free throw line, while the Spurs are 74%. And you have bench scoring, 41.8 points per game from San Antonio's bench, 32.2 from the second squad of the Celtics. Celtics, not surprisingly, won the first meeting of these two teams, 121-116. Surprising it was that close. And they are the home team in this one. Boston is going to be without Malcolm Brogdon and Peyton Pritchard, possibly, as both are listed as questionable. San Antonio, meanwhile, has doubtful listings for both Devin Vassell and Zach Collins. As for a prediction in this one, no surprise here. Boston's going to win this one. I'd be shocked if they lost. Even with those couple of small injuries, I expect Boston to win this one easily. I'm surprised it was that hard to beat San Antonio the first time, only winning by 5. I expect this one to be much, much more decisive. Celtics going to win this one easily. And that'll do it for our on-court look of San Antonio and Boston. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Hunter Wogan. It is time to stack the NBA with a betting preview now between the San Antonio Spurs and the Boston Celtics. The lines open up in this game with the Celtics being favored by 16 points, and that's where it remains going into this game Sunday evening, and the over-under is at 231.5. Now, the Spurs coming in, they're 19-55 on the season, 30-44 against the spread, 42 overs, 31 unders, one push as well, and they're an amazing 6-30 on the road this season. The Spurs have lost 3 in a row overall and against the spread. They've had 2 unders in that time, and they're coming off of a loss to the Wizards, 136-124 on Friday. Nothing has gone right for the Spurs. They've gotten a couple of bursts this season where they've won like 2 in a row, and they've beaten some good opponents, but for the most part, they've kind of just been, oh, that's right, the Spurs are coming in, we'll just get a win. They're like the get-me-right spot. So it's tough to be a Spurs fan, but is it really tough to be a Spurs fan because you had all those championships? So you can't really feel too bad for longtime Spurs fans because they kind of had a lot of fun in the 2000s. But they're trying to build something down there, and you got to give them credit. They're trying their best. But the Celtics, on the other hand, they still have the first place in the East set in their sights. It's not out of the realm of possibility they can get that done. They're 51-23 on the year, 39-34-1 against the spread, 38 overs, 35 unders, one push. They're 27-9 at home this season, and the Celtics have won 4 of their last 5, 3-2 against the spread in that time. They're coming off of a win against the Pacers, a much-needed win, 120-95 on Friday. And also, they've had 3 overs in these 5 games, so they're starting to hit some overs. They started to hit some, I don't know why I said hit, they're starting to score some points, starting to put some collective efforts together. And that's the thing with the Celtics, it's just been too inconsistent. They can go off and win 5 in a row, and then they could turn around and lose to a team like the Spurs. It's happened. And this team is so tough to pick, I wouldn't touch a 16-point spread in the NBA, because the NBA regular season, it's so fugazi. Like, there's nights where the Celtics will just be like, you know, it's the Spurs. We'll just, like, not play Tatum in the fourth quarter. Like, the Spurs, I could easily see them getting a backdoor cover. I don't have a great feel on this game. I would just stay away from this one if it were up to me. But gun to my head, I'll take the Spurs, I guess, like, to cover 16 points, but there's no confidence in that. And I like the over to hit, though. That's what I would stick with, the over-under. For more NFL, NBA, and NHL game and betting previews out of the Sports Betting Stack, I'm Hunter Logan with a Stack in the NBA betting preview between the San Antonio Spurs and the Boston Celtics.